Greg Urell's love broker.
He's drawn well today. He's certainly got a good gate again. That's really today's in Turkey's bag.
What's your best for today?
I think race two is clearly the one, and hope he gets the job done.
Love broker.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Love broker. Love broker, two lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Braindom is what he did yesterday. Braindom for us at the early mail. Well done to Greg Urell. Another winner for his team and another winner for the early mail, which we're very, very happy about. We're back on track in a big way. There were some that were questioning whether or not we should continue with the segment. I say to you, Adam White, in the last 4 days, we have returned $18 on our $4 investment. Did you know that?
Yep. That's nearly 3 weeks' worth of wins.
That's right. So we are back in a big, big way, and we're at one of our favourite tracks today too, Swan Hill. And I know you've got the conditions there. You haven't got a track manager, but we've got a condition update.
We never do. We never do at Swan Hill because the track manager goes back to bed. So we have a current situation of a track condition of a good 4. Penetrometer reading, the latest information we've got is a 4.72. The rail position out 2 metres from the 1200 to the 900. Out 4 metres from the 900 to the 400, and then true the remainder. So to say that again, out 2 metres, 1200 to 900, out 4 metres, 900 to 400, and true the remainder. And we're talking to Nathan Hobson, so Nathan might be able to even give us a more update track manager situation.
Well,
because he is Swan Hill, pretty much.
When you're talking about Swan Hill, you want to go to the home ground advantage players. And Hobbo is certainly one of those with a big hand today at the track as well. Hobbo, good morning.
Well, enough. How you going?
Good, thanks, buddy. You got any further updates on what is track update there?
Oh, no, it should play pretty fair, I reckon. It looks in good order.
Right, that sounds good to me. I like Swan Hill in good order. That makes perfect sense. Now, you've got really good things happening in the stable at the moment. You're getting a lot of winners. You've got Maddie Lloyd riding beautifully for you, who's making some news herself. It's going well, mate. And you've got a good hand today. In the first race, you've got 3, in fact. You're going that well. And number 4, he's a Zeb. Number 7, Sandhill. And number 10, Cranky Sheriff. Now, Maddie is on Sandhill. Does that mean that that's the favoured one, or how are you playing this one?
He's got the most ability, but he still hasn't put it all together yet. So take him on trust. He's a Zeb's little professional little racehorse. He'd be pretty honest. And Cranky Sheriff, named after me mother. race a bit green and a bit new.
Is that true that it's named after your mother?
Oh, we call our mum the sheriff, that's why we named the horse the sheriff. They've all got sheriff in them, the ones we breed, yeah.
That is fantastic. Cranky Sheriff. Good stuff.
Yep.
So 3 in the first, and there's a couple of good chances there, you'd reckon. The race 2, you've got number 5, Mally Boy Express, who's drawn a little bit wide at the 975. Is that a bad result?
Well, probably not. He'll get back, and he'll be hitting the line strong. So Yendall rode him first up the other day and wanted to stick with him. So, he ran nicely first up. So hopefully he can sort of repeat that effort. He should be good each way chance.
Right, that's Mally Boy Express, number 5 in race 2, $4 early markets. And then you've got race 4, number 4, See You Now Wallace. You have the best names in your stable, just by the way. I love talking to you. See You Now Wallace out of Barrier 2. Maddie's on board here. A bit deeper in the market. First up today, what are you expecting?
He's not hopeless. He's pretty honest. He should run well. He might just blow out the last 100 maybe, but he should be very competitive. I wouldn't ride him off. He might run a cheeky race first up.
Righto, that's race 4, number 4. Race 6, number 2, the Enzo's had a couple of really good runs. Had a second at Warwicknabeel and then a first at Tatura. Gets up to the benchmark 58 over the mile today. Draws okay, draws inside. Are we happy with that?
Yep, I reckon he's probably my best chance today. It sort of stays at the same weight because those 0 to 58s, they carry 62. So Jay Fry sticks aboard, so he's going really good with Jared on him. And hopefully from Barrier 1, he should just get the perfect run. And hopefully we see him winning again.
Right, actually, you've got another. Is Tempest Flair going to get a run on that one? Probably will.
Yeah, he's got a run, but he's only having a day out. He'll be right.
Right, forget about him. And then you've got race 8, number 7, Miss Mitzi, who's drawn barrier 10, but that comes into number 6 after some scratchings, and that is favourite at the tab. What's Miss Mitzi going to do for us?
She should be. I'm not sure she should be favourite, but, she should be good each way chance. Then dropping back to 975 might be a concern, so she might get back, but she'd be hitting the line strong. She's lightly raised, so she's probably got a bit more upside size about her with the other, than compared to the other runners, but she should be an each way chance, I would have thought.
So just for the promo, Hobo, which one's your best today?
The Enzo.
The Enzo Race 6 at number 2, $5 in the early markets at tab.com.au. I love those colours running around. I back them often, Nathan, and they're doing good things for me, so I appreciate your time today. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, Harv. Thanks, boys.